Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers and Biscuits get set for a 6:35 first pitch. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you, Javik. Thank you for having me.
It's been a fun couple of weeks with the Shuckers. It's a team that comes into today tied for the best record in the Southern League, but it's also a team that's stolen what seems like about 72 bases every time you turn your head around. How much fun has it been to create that pressure on the base paths and let the guys run wild?
Well, I think our approach is teaching how to run the bases if you had speed, and you know, that's pretty much everyone has green light until we take it off, and you know, it's been fun just to watch and then take advantage of their what's been given.
It has to also be exciting too to have a single turn into a triple with guys stealing second and then third.
Well, I think anyone that has the ability and the instincts that we're trying to develop is really important. It's really important for our guys, our organization, if you had speed to develop in that area, and that's something that's going to pay off somewhere in their future, in their career.
On the other side of things, the catching staff and the pitching staff have done a great job at limiting stolen bases on their end. Jefferson Caro threw out two guys last night. How important is it, while creating pressure on the offensive side, taking away the ability for teams to create that pressure on the defensive side?
Well, that shows you that the talent that that kid has behind the plate, and it's part of the approach that we're taking in the pitching side, being able to control the running game.
And Jefferson Caro's arm is ridiculous. How much fun is it for you to see him with those pop times and throwing down to second?
Well, it's pretty exciting. One of the best catchers I've seen in years, and hopefully he keeps getting better, and the future is bright.
Well, how about the bat, too? That home run last night was a moonshot.
That's why he's one of the best prospects in our organization. He has a lot of talent. He's still a young kid, just 20 years old. Hopefully keeping healthy and keep developing. I think the Brewers are going to see him in the near future.
Another young guy, Carlos Rodriguez, last night it broke the streak, but he reached base in 17 straight games, went about a month straight without ever not reaching base. How impressive is that to see from a kid who's just in his first year in Double A?
Well, it's really important for them to understand the on-base percentage is really important, because that's the way runs are important. You got to get on base, and that tells you that he controlled the strike zone and the ability to hit the ball to all field. So that's very happy for him, and let's hope that he can build another one.
The other big thing, you talk about OBP. This is a team that walks a ton. How important is it for you to see that discipline that guys have at the plate this year?
That's something that we've been preaching since the first day in spring training, controlling the strike zone, but still being aggressive in the strike zone when you get your pitch. We're really something that we emphasize and something that we take pride on it.
Cam Robinson joined the bullpen this week, which adds to just an embarrassment of riches you have in the back end. It's him, Abner Uribe, Harold Chirino, Daryl Thompson, James Meeker. We go on and on about the great arms in the bullpen. Does it make your job easier with that amount of talent in the back end of the bullpen, or is it harder because you got to figure out how to get everybody their innings?
Well, all of them, they're not available at the same day, so that makes it exciting being able to use the guys that are available at the end of the game. That gives us a better chance to participate and contribute on team wins, and I think it's really important. Our pitching coaches have done an incredible job getting people ready and getting people adjusting to the league and doing what's necessary for them to be successful. It's comfortable every time you see an arm like that coming out of the bullpen, but you're always excited to see them being successful, but get better for the next level and contribute to the big leagues.
Well, how fun has this start been for you? It's a team that's hit the ball well, stolen bases well, pitched well, good defense all around. How fun has this been for you to see?
Well, you know, I get excited every night when let's see what we do tonight. And you know, it's like an everyday thing, and just try to enjoy the game on a daily basis. You know, I try to focus on today. Never too high, never too low, and just, you know, enjoy what and see what the day brings.
Well, Skip, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35.